Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Are people with back pain allowed to do TikTok dances? Like, I feel like you've aged out at that point.
Yeah, bad knees, back pain, you can't do them no more. You missed your time.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. This is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. And I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday and the black TikTok creators are on strike.
They are fed up. They are tired of it.
So we'll talk about what this may mean for Megan Thee Stallion coming up. Also, Pooh Shiesty has been indicted for an alleged shooting and a robbery. Say it ain't so, big brr.
Come on.
The Weeknd will be starring in a new HBO drama. DMX is going to be starring in a movie. Young Thug starring in a movie. It's movies all over the place. We need a movie. Where's the DX Daily movie?
Right, it's coming. It's on the way.
And speaking of what's on the way, there is another Versus battle on the way. The new one has just been announced, and it's Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat.
Hide your grandmamas on that one.
Exactly. Let's get down to it. Okay, so there's a strike going on right now on the TikTok app. All of the black creators have decided that they're no longer going to make dances to any songs.
Yes. There was a tweet and it's basically saying black creators on TikTok have refused to make a dance to Megan's new song so that the white creators have nothing to capitalize on and steal. Now, if you follow TikTok and see all the content and dances, a lot of the time, black creators will create a dance and then a white creator will recreate it. And then they're the ones that get brought on these talk shows and these late night TV shows to show off the dances.
Right. And that, Ellen.
Yes. And Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them do it. So that is the problem. And so they're basically like, we're going to go on strike and not create a dance for Megan Thee Stallion's Thought-ish. And, you know, they made dances for Savage. They made dances for Crybaby and Cash-ish and WAP. But they're not making anything for Thought-ish. And people are wondering if that's going to affect the popularity of Megan's song. Like, all her other ones go big because it got a dance, but this one don't got a dance.
Okay, got it, got it. Yeah, that's a huge thing for these songs. A lot of these songs that artists make nowadays are catered to TikTok so that the TikTok dancers can make a dance, make the dance go viral, make it a challenge, and then the song just streams through the roof. So, yeah, there could be a few less streams on it since there's no TikTok dance to it. Do I think the song will still be successful? Yes. Do I think there'll be a difference in the numbers? Maybe so.
Yeah, definitely so, because I feel like Thought-ish is catchy like her other ones, but has it not picked up because there isn't a dance or a challenge? I don't know.
Can they not do it on Instagram? Can they not do an Instagram challenge? Oh, no, because then they might just steal it and put it on TikTok. Dang.
Period.
See?
There's no way around it right now, so.
Yeah, they're going to have to keep this strike up until the app sees really a decline in the usage, and then that's when things might start to change.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, TikTok, man. Give these black creators they shine. You know, we the ones that made the app pop. I say that like I created a dance on TikTok, but, you know, I'm repping for the creators. You feel me?
Have you ever did a dance on TikTok? Like,
I haven't. I was gonna get on the ski challenge. I was going to come in late. But then I kind of feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little too old.
Sometimes I got to that point, too. It's like, we're too old to be doing TikTok dances. It's a routine at this point.
I'm like, are people with back pain allowed to do TikTok dances? Like, I feel like you've aged out at that point when you have back pain.
Yeah, bad knees, back pain. You can't do them no more. You missed your time.
I don't know about that one. We'll see. I might get on there. I might relive my youth and get back on the TikTok, as they call it.
Asia, you sound so old when you say it.
The TikTok.
The TikTok.
In more unfortunate news, Pooh Shiesty was indicted for an alleged shooting and a robbery of two men outside of a Bay Harbor Islands hotel out in Miami.
So yeah, now Pooh Shiesty is in federal custody, and he made his first Miami federal court appearance on Tuesday afternoon, and he's currently got the charges of discharging a firearm during a violent crime, conspiracy, and robbery under a law regulating commerce.
And if you remember, several months back before Pooh Shiesty really, really popped off like that, this was like when he was first starting to pop off, the video came out of this incident. There was him jumping into a car, speeding off. Like, you can see the whole thing play out. And a lot of people were talking about it. And then all of a sudden, it just went away. Like, no one was talking about it. Nobody in the media. So I'm like, okay, their team did a good job wiping this away.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, and the police have gotten him based off some of his Instagram posts.
So yeah, the feds are saying that social media is playing a very critical role in building this case, because the investigators, they found a Louis Vuitton bag that fell out of the McLaren they were in, and it contained about $40,000 in cash. And then just days before the robbery, the feds also said that Pooh Shiesty's Instagram featured photos of himself with several long rifles and a plethora of $100 bills. And then with one of those bills in the bag, they also had the same serial number as the one depicted on Instagram.
I don't feel like that's fair, though. Like, you know how much time money changes hands? Well, I could give you $100 right now. Who's to say where that $100 bill came from?
Exactly.
Now, are you now responsible for whatever happened before with that $100 bill?
Right.
I don't know if that part is fair, but to be on Instagram with money that you just robbed somebody of and guns and stuff like that, I don't think that's a smart decision on Pooh Shiesty's behalf.
Yeah.
But with the serial number on the money thing, I think that's a little, I don't know how that'll play out in court.
Yeah, because money does get transferred and given to, and it's a rotation.
I mean, you go from strip club to the bank to the food spot to the everywhere else. Like, who knows where the money came from?
Exactly.
You're talking about serial numbers on money, but hey, I don't know. I don't know the legal proceedings. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how that's going to play out for him in court, but I just feel like, dang, money could have came from anywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people always say they're getting caught up and catched on Instagram by flexing or showing things. But the good point is, yeah, money does move around, so hopefully it helps them.
The guns and the video of him getting inside the car, that's not going to help him. That's not going to help his case.
Yeah, that's caught in 4K, so we don't know.
Hopefully Big Brr will see the light of day, man. His career is just getting started. It was just getting to a place where everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows the music, and now this happens. And then he had another case he's already fighting that don't got nothing to do with this. It's a lot. Best wishes and best of luck to Big Brr.
Yeah, good luck, Pooh Shiesty.
All right, now let's talk about some new shows, new movies, new things coming out. The Weeknd is actually now set to star in an upcoming HBO drama called The Idol. Now, this is a new series from Sam Levinson, which is in development at HBO. And The Weeknd is going to star in, co-write, and executive produce this show. Okay, The Weeknd, you better get your credits up.
Yeah, he getting the big bag.
Now, Sam Levinson is also the guy who co-created Euphoria. So that lets you know the caliber that we're talking about right here. This is not just any low-budget type of entry-level thing right here. This is going to be premium. So the show is going to be about a pop singer who starts a romance with an enigmatic LA club owner who is actually the leader of a secret cult.
Sounds
pretty spicy and salacious.
It does sound like a good HBO drama. So.
It really does. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to have to tune in to this. So yeah, The Idol is coming to HBO soon. We don't have an exact date yet, but I'm tuned in. You start talking about cult leaders and enigmatic romances. That's my type of vibe.
Yeah, it does sound like it's going to be a good show. And The Weeknd is putting his foot in it, so.
We got to watch that.
Got to check it out.
Also, speaking of upcoming projects, DMX will be starring in a movie called Dogmen. How fitting.
Very fitting of him to be in that movie.
Yeah, so before DMX actually passed away, he was in the process of shooting this movie, and he still had a few scenes left. So the director, Antonio Simmons, is going to be using CGI technology to kind of bring X back to life in a sense, and using their molds, facial molds and all those types of things to actually finish out the scenes and make it look like he's really there, even though he's gone.
Right. They're saying it's basically the same thing they had to do with Paul Walker in the Fast and Furious movie that he was last in.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Tara Reid is DMX's co-star in this movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she's the one who put it out there that he didn't get to finish it and that they'll finish it up using CGI. She said it's DMX's last film, and it was really interesting because he didn't get to finish the whole film. They had to do what they did with Paul Walker. They make these facial structures, and they put it on a face, and it looks exactly like him. It's crazy. Mm. But she did say that the results look incredible, and she'll be in those final scenes with DMX. And she revealed that DMX is playing a cowboy in this movie.
Oh, wow. That's going to be interesting.
I am excited to see that. I wish DMX was here to finish this out, because this sounds like it could have been like the revival of his acting career.
I know.
Now, this movie is also starring Prison Bay, if you remember who that is. Jeremy Meeks, the one whose mugshot went viral, and he got a whole modeling career and acting career after it. So he'll be in it. Sean Blakemore will be in it. Chris Jai Alex and more. This one also doesn't have a release date, but we will keep you updated on it. Now, more new movies. They're handing them out here.
They really are.
Where is the DX Daily movie at? Where's our roles?
Because at this point, we're hyping up these movies and these shows.
Right.
We should be able to get like a little co-starring role in something.
Directors, if you need some people to play podcasters, we got you. Like, we in there.
Exactly.
But this next new movie is actually going to star Young Thug and Tiffany Haddish. What a duo.
That's an iconic duo.
Iconic.
Yeah, they're going to be starring in a musical dramedy called Throw It Back.
Yeah, I'm sold. I don't need to know any more details other than this. This is crazy. Like, Young Thug, Tiffany Haddish. First of all, we know Tiffany's hilarious. We know she can act. Young Thug is hilarious without trying. So
right.
I want to see him actually putting some effort into acting and being funny. That's probably going to be hilarious.
Yeah, definitely so. And he's also going to be serving as the executive producer, and he's supervising the film's soundtrack. And
they're so this is Young Thug's project.
Yeah, and it looks like Tiffany Haddish is the co-star or something, because...
I am here for it, man. I've been waiting to see Young Thug venture out into different things outside of the music. So this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I think it's about time for him to kind of start dabbling in some other things.
And what was cool about the soundtrack is that it's going to consist of Southern hip hop and HBCU band rhythms.
Ooh,
so
nice.
He's bringing in the HBCUs. You know what type of vibes it's going to give with the music, at least, because HBCUs is the home of some of the best bands in the country. So for him to be bringing them into it as well, that's perfect.
Yeah, I like that. And then according to a press release, it's saying that Throw It Back is like a dance-filled musical, and it follows Y Trail, a high school senior who has never stood out from the crowd, after a controversial superstar Miami rapper decides to feature the renowned dance team from her high school in his latest music video. It throws the school into chaos, and Y Trail battles for a spot on the squad and her final chance to be in the spotlight.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That sounds like a great feel-good movie. You
definitely
just watch it. You just at home. You got a good food in front of the TV with some friends. I like the vibe of this. We need more, you know, feel good movies. Enough of the trauma movies right now.
Yeah.
We need the feel goods. So Young Thug, Tiffany Haddish, I'm here for it. Now, lastly, let's get into this versus battle. Brand new versus battle alert.
Yes.
The next one is going to be the Essence Edition, which is Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat.
That's an iconic battle, too. I think it's a unique battle.
It's definitely going to be a lot of crooning, a lot of very I don't want to say whining, but it's going to be a lot of crooning.
I picture a lot of yelling for some reason, like yelling, singing. Like they're going to get into a lot of sweat, like vein bulging out, like really into
big
it.
Big uncle energy.
Yes.
big cognac sweat energy.
Period.
Very much, like you said earlier, hide your auntie, grandma, mom type energy.
Yeah. They're going to come out for Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown now.
But I'm ready for these vocals, though. I know Keith Sweat still has it. I know Bobby Brown still has it. That man be jumping around and dancing like he is still in his 30s. So I'm here for the performance aspect of it as well. But I am curious to see what Bobby Brown's energy is going to be, because, you know, he has lost a lot of people recently. Like he's lost another child of his. He lost Bobby Christina. He lost Whitney. Like he's just been loss after loss after loss for Bobby Brown. So I'm curious to see what state of mind he's in. But I'm also glad that he'll be able to get his praise and his flowers through this versus battle and have people appreciate him for the artist he is.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think it's a good matchup between Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown?
I do. I think Bobby Brown's going to win. I think.
Yeah,
Bobby's going to take it. Keith Sweat got the fire jams, especially the slow jams. Mm-hmm. But when Bobby take it to that up-tempo, he's got a little more of that than Keith got.
Keith got
a few up-tempos too, but Keith really shines on the ballads and the singing to the ladies. And mm-hmm. then Bobby, he's going to have that plus the up-tempo, plus the dances to go with it. You know he's going to be dancing. I don't know. My money's on Bobby.
Right. And even like if you think back from the whole New Edition story on BET, like they made Bobby Brown character like he went solo, superstar, dances. He was all about like performing. So he has that performer-esque in him. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that does like come out to the stage still at his age.
Right.
You can probably just see that.
And this is going to be happening on July 1st. It'll be at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can watch it on Triller. You can watch it on Instagram, everywhere. And I will be tuned in. Let me tell you, I will definitely be tuned in.
Yeah, it's on a Thursday, so finally, it's like, I like the weekday ones because it's like, I feel like I don't have anything to do on those days. Like, the weekend, you ain't gonna catch me watching it. But on a weekday, I got you. So.
For sure. Well, that is gonna conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
We will see you later with more daily news.
See ya.